Blog Talk Radio.
There are some things I may not know.
Everyone, and welcome to our Morning of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Church of Christ at Redan Road, located in Lithonia, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our message for today. Before we bring him on, I'd like to open the line to prayer requests. Please press the number one on your phone at this time if you have a request, and please state the name and need of the individuals for whom you are requesting prayer. It is my request today, as in every day, that you all please continue praying for each other. Pray for every family represented on the call, our ministers and their families included, but also for our motorists, all travelers, truckers especially, that they respect each other's space and allow everyone to make it to their destination safely. Caller 3964, state your request.
Yes, good morning. This is Sister Pam Williams. I'm asking prayer for my family as a whole, but especially for Kennedy. Pray for her health. She's away at college, but she's not feeling well as far as I hope it's just a cold, but pray that she'll be able to go to the nurse and they'll be able to diagnose what's going on with her, and pray that she'll be able to navigate the campus without any issues with her legs, and pray that she'll be able to do well as far as her academics are concerned. Pray for my children at school as well as the rest of my biological children, and pray for me that God will just continue to guide me, and pray for our church as a whole. Thank you.
Thank you. Caller 2542, state your request.
Good morning. This is Sister Janice Graham. I'm asking prayers for me and my health, and just pray for my grandchildren and my children. Also pray for my daughter, Tanika. She's standing in need of prayer for her health. I'm praying, I ask you all to pray for her, that whatever they give her now will help her during this time in her situation. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you both for your prayer requests. I now give you Brother Willie Bradshaw, who will also close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it, and we're going to make it work today. It's just a little bit rainy here in our area, over here in the Riverdale area, in the Riverdale, Georgia area. It's a little cloudy, a little rainy, but we're going to make it. We're going to make the best of it today. And I'm hoping that you're going to do the same in the areas in which you dwell this morning. Last week, I put out a robocall to get hold of Sister Pam, and I think they came through. So I was finally able to talk to her and have a wonderful conversation with her. And so appreciate you very much. I had put my number out there, but I think I said it a little bit too fast or something like that. But some of our other listeners came through, and I was able to talk to her. And we're going to finish our conversation at another time. So thank you for that avenue and how you made that thing come together last week. And so we're going to pray for Sister Pam and her family, and also for Sister Graham and her family and others who are on the call. A while back, there was a television program called As the World Turned. And, of course, it centered around a whole bunch of kind of problems and people's lives and things, that sort. But I want you to understand that as the world turns, things are constantly going on, and things are constantly changing among us. And even though that was a television program, it is what's going on in real life from day to day, from week to week, from month to month. Things are really changing. I had mentioned in church last week about some congregations who door knocked last year, or whatever efforts they put forth for their evangelistic outreach on last year. And when you bring it up again this year, say, well, we ought to do this, that, and other, you're always going to get somebody say, well, we've already tried that, and we've already done this, that, and other. But I want you to know that as the world turns, things continue to change around about us, and so we can't get complacent in what we did yesterday or last year. I was just thinking about my own street. We used to have a lot of families that I live in two dead-end streets, two cul-de-sacs, so to speak. And at the end of these cul-de-sacs, we had some families that had a lot of teenage kids. And they was always in trouble. And this neighborhood was always having something picked up or taken or whatever it was. And one of them, it finally ended up, he was 19 years old, one of them finally ended up killing himself and killing his girlfriend at the same time. And the neighborhood was just sort of, we just had some funny kind of neighbors around. Well, some houses have been sold and they've been rehabbed, and now we've got some new neighbors in, and some of these other neighbors have moved out and things like that. So I was just noticing the other day about how quiet it is, and how some of your stuff is more secure and everything. So things, as the world turns, things are constantly changing. So don't get stuck in that idea about what you've done last year or year before last or this, that, and other. Because here in Atlanta, we got over 6 million people, and we got over 600,000 people moving in and out every day. So some of the things, the majority of things that you've done last year are already antique. They already been forgotten. So as many people as you have moving in your neighborhood, out of your neighborhood, in your area, some people have lost some loved ones, which changed their lives and made them more religious seekers, so to speak. and some sicknesses have taken place that cause people to be more religious seekers. And so you just need to get out of that mode of talking about what you did last year, this, that, and other, because things are constantly changing every day. In the book of James chapter 4, verse number 13, he says, "Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city, and continue there for a year, buy, sell, and get gain. Whereas you know not what is on tomorrow, for what is your life? It's even as a vapor that appears for a little while, a little time, and then it vanishes away. For that ye ought to say, the Lord will, we will live, we will do this, or we will do that." He said, "But now you rejoice in your boastness," and he says, "all such rejoicing is evil." But the whole idea about this particular passage is, he says, you know not what's on tomorrow. As the world turned, your health could take a turn. And we used to use, some older people used to use that phrase all the time. Well, they've taken a turn for the worse, or they've taken a turn for the best, or whichever situation they find themselves in, we use that word, they've taken a turn. And so as the world turned, some things may take a turn in your life. Some things may take a turn on your job, or in your family, or some situations around your town or whatever may make a change that affect you. And so we need to be concerned about those. We need to be concerned about those changes. And what I found out is that the majority of changes that really take place in our lives always affect our religious status some kind of way. I don't know how in the world that happened, but we've had some regular churchgoers, and something happened in life, first thing to go is they quit church. I don't know what happened with all that. I don't know why that is. Oh, something happened on your job, or you get sick or something of this sort. The church is the first one to take the hit, but God is always going to be there. I don't. He turns the world. He's the one that's turning the world, and so we should stick to Him as close as possible. I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry over the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today I walk beside Him, for He knows what is ahead. Each step is getting brighter as the golden stairs I climb. Every burden's getting lighter. Every cloud is silver lining. There the sun is always shining. There no tears will dim the eye. At the ending of the rainbow, where the mountains touch the sky. I don't know about tomorrow. It may bring me poverty. But the one who feeds the sparrows is the one who stands by me. And the path that be my portion may be through the flame of flood. But His presence goes before me, and I'm covered with His blood. And many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. God sent His Son. They called Him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He lived and died by my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. How sweet to hold a newborn baby, feel the pride and the joy He gives. But greater still, the calm assurance this child can face uncertain days because He lives. And then one day, I'll cross the river. I'll fight life's final wars with pain. And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the light of glory, and I know that He lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know who holds the future. And life is worth living because He lives. That's what James is saying. James says, put your trust and all your hope in God Almighty. We're always praying not only for those who may be sick, downtrodden, put out, but we pray for those who are healthy, who are taking care of those who may be sick and around about it. Not only that, we're praying also for those who have recovered, for prayers that we've offered up in the past, those who are in the hospitals and now are out, those who had knee surgeries and now have are recovering, those who have had family issues and family problems, and now they seem to have solved them. Some who have prayed for years for their loved ones to obey the gospel, to be baptized for the mission of the sins, now have already completed that. Those who continue to get up daily and start their daily walk with you, with their various chores that they have to do. And we even pray for those who wake up with, who go to bed with pain, because the alternative is really not what we're looking for. We want you some way and somehow to see your doctors, take your medicine, do what the doctors tell you to do, do what your friends and your families tell you to do. One thing that I mentioned at church the other day was that sometimes we find ourselves in some situations and some circumstances, and there ought to be somebody that can turn us around or make us think in a different manner, whether it's your mama or your grandmama or your whatever. And sometimes you find our teenagers facing the law enforcement, and the family will say, well, they didn't have to tase him, or they didn't have to do this, or they didn't have to do that. But the truth of the matter is, there was nobody there to change his mind. There was nobody there to change his attitude or to change the way in which it was going. And the mama couldn't help him, and the grandmama couldn't help him. And the law enforcement run out of all of avenues that they tried to see that your loved ones could receive whatever they're supposed to be getting. And so this morning, as we ask God, and we lift him up to the highest praise on behalf of Pam and her. And she goes to work every day, and her daughter tried to go to school every day. And with Sister Graham and those who are involved in her family, Lord, we want you to just rain the blessings down on them and give them some comfort. We give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we give you the praise, and we're going to make this day a very profitable day because you have given it unto us. Jesus loved you. He died for you, and he's coming again, and may you have a super-duper day. Jesus, let me pray. Amen.